And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 11th of June, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I may not be a first-rate composer, but I am a first-class, second-rate composer." Richard Strauss, born in Munich in 1864, who gave us Don Juan, Don Quixote, the opera Salome, and many others. It's the birthday of the novelist William Styron, born Newport News, Virginia, 1925, author of Sophie's Choice, The Confessions of Nat Turner, served in the Marine Corps, then went to New York, became an editor at McGraw-Hill. He was miserable there, managed to get himself fired, which left him free to write his first novel, Lie Down in Darkness, came out in 1951. It won awards, it won great reviews, he was compared to Faulkner, James Joyce. He moved to Europe, he married Rose Burgunder, a poet, became friends with James Jones, James Baldwin, George Plimpton, American writers living in Paris. They founded the Paris Review there. William Styron, who liked to write in the afternoons in longhand on yellow sheets of paper. He said, "I like to stay up late at night and get drunk and sleep late. The afternoon is the only time I have left, and I try to use it to the best advantage with a hangover." But in 1985, shortly after he turned 60, when he was in Paris to receive an award, William Styron stopped drinking and suddenly plummeted into severe suicidal depression, was hospitalized for over a year. It was the beginning of a long, long battle with mental illness, one which resulted in his memoir, Darkness Visible, a memoir of madness. And he spent the remaining years of his life as an advocate for mental health, but admitting that depression had sapped his writing. Here's a poem for today by Janice Moore Fuller, "My Aunt Raises Violets from Africa." All those loose threads from her sewing, trailing off bobbins toward Chattanooga, Nashville, Myrtle Beach, Niagara Falls, she snapped them at the hem with her teeth, those worn hitching posts. She never learned to drive, didn't leave Grandma's yard for 30 years. Her singer just hummed. She never stopped wearing that engagement ring he gave her at 20, measuring time by how deep it sank into her finger. Even after he died, still her fiancé, an old man living with his mother, we only whispered his name. At night, after the Bible verses, she'd coat herself with vapor rub, thick and Vicks blue, then dial up the DJ who knew her voice, yearning for the smooth of Engelbert, soothing her into bed back to back with Grandma. When I spent the night, we'd tend the violets, lined like bassinets along the north, double lavenders, crystal stars, angel blues, pink persuasion. So careful, we never touched their velvet, not even the undersides. We just turned them each day, their faces straining toward the sun. My Aunt Raises Violets from Africa by Janice Moore Fuller, from her collection Sex Education, published by Iris Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.